Lesson 7. Wealth. There is unmistakable teaching in Scripture that God sometimes blesses His people with material things. Consider Job in the 42nd chapter of the book that bears his name. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, and he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys, Job 42:12. Those who do have wealth and have been blessed with abundant possessions are wise to remember Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. If we have received good things and have been given power to get wealth, God is the source. We are to be grateful and rejoice, for every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, James 1:17. Remember, never mistake a lack of material blessings as an indication that God is not blessing you or doesn't care for you. The idea that if you are not prospering financially, therefore God does not care for you, is not taught in Scripture. While Abraham, Job, David, and Solomon had significant material possessions, other saints did not. Jesus himself had nowhere to lay his head, Luke 9:58. And John, the beloved disciple, lived out his days in exile in Patmos. From the beginning, there have been those who didn't receive the promises as material rewards, and yet had just as much faith as those who did. The first portion of Hebrews 11 has a list of success stories for people such as Noah and Abraham. The end of Hebrews 11 has an account of saints who also lived by faith. However, they did not experience the same success. It seems God had some better thing for them. Hebrews 11, verses 37 to 40 reads, "They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing." The potential danger of wealth. There are other accounts of people who had a problem with their wealth, like the rich young ruler and the man who was intent on building bigger barns. Luke 12, verses 15 through 21. Jesus said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Luke 12:15 through 21. Another exhortation is found in Luke 9:25. "For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" God knows what we can handle. Perhaps if we had an abundance of possessions, we would be tempted to forsake God. For it says in 1 Timothy 6:9, "Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction." It is easier to forget God when we have plenty to eat and a spacious home. This temptation is spelled out clearly in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 14. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. We have a son with Down syndrome. In the world of disability, we refer to these special folks as being affected by disability. However, they have wonderful gifts. They also have unique challenges. Similarly, be very careful if you have been affected by prosperity. You have wonderful opportunities, but prosperity is also accompanied by unique challenges. The opportunities of wealth. For those who do have abundant resources, consider this exhortation from Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. As for the rich in this present age, Paul writes to Timothy, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. If God has given you material blessings, thank Him. Then ask Him to give you wisdom as to the best way to use these gifts as ministry opportunities in order to help others and extend the kingdom of God. May God give us a balance in this subject. If we have received material blessings, let us rejoice and use these gifts to be rich towards God. When we simply have our basic needs met by our faithful God, but are not wealthy, remember that God still loves us, for He has promised to take care of His children. May God help us to be thankful and content in either situation. Proverbs 15:16 says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Proverbs 16:8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. Let's close in prayer. A good prayer for each of us is found in 3 John, the second verse. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may live in good health as it goes well with your soul. Amen.